Welcome back to the Practice Norwegian podcast and episode 20 of the Basic Grammar series. And this is the final episode of this series and also for the whole of the A2 level in Norwegian grammar, which is also more or less all of the grammar in Norwegian. So today we're going to look at two topics. One is a small one, the other one is a bit bigger. And the first one is the words da and når, when you want to say when. So the simple rule is this. If you mean once in the past, you're talking about a specific episode or a period of your past, you would say da. For all the other ways of using when in English, you would say når. So, as an example, if you want to say when I was 4 years old, if you start then with the right version of when, good, da. Da jeg var fire år. This was once in the past, when I was 4 years old. Next one, when I went to school. This is also considered like one episode or one period of your past. So then if you want to fill in the first word, would be, good, da. Da jeg gikk på skolen. When I went to school. And then if you want to say, when you study, you learn a lot. So if you start with the when you study, would you pick da or når? Good. Når. Når man studerer, kan man, lærer man mye. So, når man studerer, lærer man mye. And then, the only little challenge is if you talk about something in the past that happened repeatedly. And often this is just decided by one little word. So, in this case, if you want to say, when she sat on the bus, she was always listening to music. So when she was on the bus, she was always listening to music. The always makes it a repeated event in the past. So then, if you fill in the first gap then, this is not once in the past, it's repeated. So then you have to start with når. Når hun satt på bussen, hørte hun alltid på musikk. Some people might say da, but the correct one is når. Når hun satt på bussen, hørte hun alltid på musikk. Okay, so that's topic one. The second topic is a bigger one, and this is about the helping verbs in the past. It's not exactly the same as English. It's not the same as in, for example, Italian or a Latin language. So we're going to give you some examples and explain like the broader general rules of how to use this. So first, if you want to just have the forms, so kan is kunne, like can and could, vil, ville, will and would, må, måtte, must and had to, since you don't have any forms in English like musted, so it's like had to. And then skal og skulle does not mean, it means shall and then we're going to do something. We'll have some examples on this. Because skulle does not mean should. The word for should in Norwegian is bør and burde. That just means should, but there are two different versions of should. One is a hypothetical one. One is a more kind of you taking a position where you can tell somebody what they should do. And the other one is just a hypothetical suggestion. But we will show this in examples. So first one. Hun kunne ikke komme fordi hun var syk. She could not come because she was ill. So kunne is straightforward, the same as English. Hun kunne ikke komme fordi hun var syk. Han ville ikke være med på fjellet. Han ville ikke være med på fjellet. He did not want to join for the mountain trip. Være med is like be with, but it means to join. So, ville ikke, like he didn't want to. Then, de måtte vaske opp før middag. They had to wash or do the dishes before dinner. Like, de må vaske opp, they have to. De måtte, they had to. And then, de skulle til Finland i fjor sommer. So this, here is one, like, just a huge difference from English. This does not mean they should go to Finland. It means like they were supposed to go to Finland last summer, and then it keeps hanging in the air, but it didn't happen, and you wonder why. So if someone says de skulle reise til Finland i fjor, it's like you're waiting for the rest. Mm-hmm. So, and then what happened? Why didn't they go? So that's the skulle. Another example is, de skulle hjem før det ble mørkt. They were supposed to go home before dark. And then still you wonder, but what happened? They did not do it, and why didn't they do it, and so on. And then we get the English should, if you say, han burde spise mer grønnsaker. That would mean he should eat more vegetables. But it's just a hypothetical. It's like, it wouldn't be nice, but you're not telling anyone like what to do. You're just saying it out as a suggestion. If you say, han bør spise mer grønnsaker, it kind of assumes that you're in a position like a parent or a doctor or someone who could give an advice and say that you should really do this. So bør could, some people could react to bør and think who, why are you telling me this? But if you say burde, it's just like more a friendly suggestion. So it's a bit important to know the difference. So another example, if you want to say Ole burde spille mer musik, that would mean it would have been nice hypothetically if Ole played a bit of music. But if you say Ole bør spille mer musik, you kind of saying that it's best for him and he really should do it. So that's just know this difference. And burde is like, if you're not sure, just use burde to say should. Okay, so those are some examples. And then to just repeat the meaning. So skulle in Norwegian means you had a plan, but it didn't happen. So we're going to something. Burde is a mild or a polite form of bør. And they're both the present time. It doesn't mean like he should have done this last year. It just means, so burde is, this is complicated. Burde is the past tense of bør, but it refers to the present as a hypothetical. So it's, you can think of it more as just a phrase. It's just an expression. And then ville is wanted to. And it's also used for hypothetical future. Like, det ville være fint, like it would have been nice if, and something. Det ville være. Okay, so towards the end here, we're going to have some fill-ins. If you want to say, when I was little, I could not speak Italian. So when I was little, be da jeg var liten. And then if you want to try to say, could, good, kunne. So da jeg var liten, kunne jeg ikke snakke italiensk. And next one. Peter should eat less hamburgers. And you're saying it as a suggestion, like a polite hypothetical suggestion. So then you say, Petter, and then, good, burde. Petter burde spise mindre hamburger. And then next one is, they were going to travel, but she became ill. So then, de, and then the right form of, or what you would say for we're going to, de skulle reise, men hun ble syk. They were going to travel, but she fell ill, became ill. And then, they had to pack the suitcase the evening before. So de, and something, pakke kofferten kvelden før. So if you want to say had to, måtte. So you can just remember, had to means måtte. De måtte pakke kofferten kvelden før. If you say they have to, you would say de må pakke kofferten, and then you just flip it to past tense, de måtte pakke kofferten kvelden før. And the last one is, Fredrik wanted to eat tacos every Friday. So wanted to, Fredrik and the gap, spise taco hver fredag. So if you want to say want, he wants to, you would say vil spise, and then you put it in the past, he wanted, he becomes Fredrik, good, ville spise taco hver fredag. Okay, so that's all about the past tense of the helping verbs. It's a little bit complicated because it's different from every language, like between different languages as well. So it's more like knowing some of them are the same as English. Some are just expressions, set phrases that you can remember. And then you can just gradually you will see and hear and read more and more examples, and then you get a sense of it. Okay, so that also concludes this whole series. So if you made it so far and go through any every episode, congratulations. And also thank you so much for the listening and spending a bit of time on this. It's been a joy to go through all of this. And also just want to say thank you so much to everybody and see you again soon.